Well, reaction continues after yesterday's Supreme Court decision on the president's health care overhaul. State Assemblyman and Chair of the Insurance Committee, Joe Morelli, joins us on now the line now to talk more about how the state is gearing up to stay in line with the recently upheld Affordable Care Act. Assemblyman Morelli, good morning.
Good morning, Al.
Thanks for joining us. Sure. Well, now that the U.S. Supreme Court has voted to uphold the provisions of the act, how will state lawmakers and health providers work together to help establish this insurance exchange?
Well, as you may know, most of the implementation for the Affordable Care Act will actually fall to the states. So one of the prime functions that we'll have, as you rightly point out, is the question of whether or not we create an exchange as required under the law or instead participate in a federal exchange. My opinion, and I think that's shared by many in New York, is that, you know, we have a unique insurance marketplace. A number of different regions of the state have insurance an insurance market that plays out differently from the other regions. So it's important to have a New York-based exchange. In the 2011 legislative session, I authored a bill which had been agreed to by my colleagues in the Senate and by Governor Cuomo to create an exchange. Unfortunately, although it passed the Assembly of the Senate, I think fearing the political ramifications, decided at the last minute to withdraw their support, and so the bill didn't pass the Senate. The governor has, in the interim, decided by executive order to begin to build the exchange. And there's a lot of work that needs to be done. The requirement under the federal law is to either build an exchange by 2014 or participate in the federal exchange. So we've got a lot of work to do, and the governor has moved ahead with an executive order. I think the problem with that is this is a significant public policy set of decisions that have to be made, and I think they ought to be made by the legislature and the governor together. And so I'm hopeful we'll go back in a special session later this year and actually enact the, by law, enact a statute that creates the exchange.
Okay, so it would be through these exchanges that people and businesses could select and buy a health plan that best suits them?
That's correct. In the way that we envision it in New York is that you'd continue to have a commercial insurance marketplace as you do now, but you'd also set up an exchange and the various insurers of the state would offer policies through the exchange that are regulated by the exchange and that contain the provisions and the coverage required under the federal law, which in many cases would be similar. It will look very similar, I think, in many regards to commercial insurance policies because the exchange's benefits will mirror the benefits for essentially the large employers in the state. So you'd see many of the same kinds of services, but you'd include subsidies for businesses and individuals in the exchange that are provided under the Affordable Care Act. And there might be some additional wrinkles as to how the insurance mechanisms are created, the pooling under community rating and some other things. And some of those issues continue to have to be worked out, which is why when it comes to big public policy decisions involving the exchange, my view is that the legislature and governor ought to work out those together,
right,
put them in law rather than have them subject to an executive order.
Well, there are some in the business community that are concerned the ruling yesterday places an unfair burden on small businesses. What's your response to that?
Well, there are subsidies for small businesses. And look, at the end of the day, my view is the Affordable Care Act is really designed, although a lot of attention is paid, rightfully so, to the large uninsured population in New York and across the country, and this will attempt to resolve it. But the real value, as I see it, of the Affordable Care Act is that it attempts to make costs less. It aims to create a better experience for patients in the healthcare system and for better outcomes. So those are, in my mind, the goals here. And in fact, I chair the Finger Lakes Health Systems Agency's Rochester Health Innovation Collaborative, which was awarded $26 million last week by the federal government under the Affordable Care Act. The work that we will be doing over the next 3 years in conjunction with all the hospital systems in Rochester and the insurers is intended to do exactly that.
Okay, with that, that'll have to be the last word. Assemblyman Joe Morelli, yep, also chair of the Assembly Committee on Insurance, thank you for joining us. You're listening to Morning Edition.